fit young Australians and Olympic Brazil nuts. It's that time again. Time to down the tools and grab a fistful of golden glory on the Mardi Gras of medals. With those two champions of the podium, rampaging Roy Slaven and HG Nelson. HG.
Yes, thanks very much indeed. Jump and Jai, the centimetre guy in the Triple M soundproof booth. Welcome to Rio. Welcome to day two. Welcome to the Olympic Aquatic Stadium, locally known as the Murray Rose Pool. The hour of redemption approaches, my very good friends, here in the city of Christ the Redeemer. We all know the story about what happened in the 4x100 men's relay in London. Darted. Hopeless. Four jokes. Bopping around in a pool, they might as well have been corks. Well, we'll be calling the 4x100 men's in this hour, coming to you live from Rio, but on the Mardi Gras of medals. I'm joined by my colleague in gold, rampaging Roy Slaven. Roy, what's caught your eye so far and the atmosphere here in Rio?
Yes, thank you very much, H.G. Nelson. And it's terrific that Triple M have sent us to Rio de Janeiro. I never thought I'd fall in love with this city, but I have. I love everything about this city. I love the meat. I love the people. I love meeting the people. And what an Olympics this has been to begin with.
Incredible.
Aussies, can I use that word? Aussies have been blowing people away. Now, have we unearthed our new pot Aston Cook? They said it could never be done, but they're here. Borden and Clancy. Keep your eye out for Borden and Clancy as the new pot Aston Cook when it comes to women's beach volleyball, where I was last night, and I loved every minute of it. A big winner, I think, for Kitty Chiller so far with the attitude that these Aussies have had. Let's face it, we're nearly at war with China already. And this is only day one.
Two.
Wow. Who are we going to declare war on next?
Well, America for a start. But, and then we're going to have a go at Chile.
Indeed. Now, the big news is, of course, is that Bogut. Andrew Bogut, the big bloke they said couldn't play, the big bloke with the buggered knee. The big bloke with the buggered knee has performed, and these boomers are looking at gold.
Wow. Now, Roy, the atmosphere. Look, it started off a bit wobbly a while ago and with a lot of problems in the streets and so on. But
yeah.
Now that we've
That's
switched,
evaporated.
I know. We've switched the button to go.
Yep.
We're here.
Yep.
And then we come to this incredible innovation. And I can't remember Olympics where this has been happening, as I think the 400 free is underway now, and we might keep an eye on that as well.
Yes.
But this media war, and when I use the word media, I'm talking about social media war.
Yes.
Between Australian and Chinese swimmers.
Yes.
Which is set through, can I use a term? I don't often connect with the Olympics, throwing down a gauntlet.
Yeah.
Throwing down a gauntlet to every competitor here. Mm-hmm. They've got to wage war in the pool, with the shot, with the discus, with the pole, but they've also got to wage it in social media
to get
the moz. And the genius behind this, no surprises here, an Australian, Johnny Bertrand.
Yeah, that's right. It all goes back to Johnny Bertrand, doesn't it? With this talk of
the red boat. 1983.
Yeah.
He had to get the drop on the Americas to win the Americas Cup.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden he never referred to them except as the red boat.
As the red boat.
Now we've got this blueprint going forward. Yeah. I never thought of this before.
No, nor had I. But all the Australians are now seeing the enemy. Let's use the word enemy. Let's not be scared. As the red boat.
And Roy, sensation in the pool here, in the Murray Rose pool here in Rio, 356.46. It's a hell of a time. It's a world record. Katie Ledecky's just won the 400 metres freestyle.
Sadly, she's an American. She's not Australian.
That is the only mention we'll mention of this event ever.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I just say 2 seconds makes me think DRU dot dot.
Correct. Correct. Now, can we start a media war with the Ledecky camp now? Because it's proved so much. And let's go back to yesterday when this war erupted with Mac Horton.
Yeah. This is the Anzac kitty.
Exactly. I was just going to draw attention to that. The lad born on Anzac Day.
Yeah.
Is he more Australian than the rest of us?
He's got to be. And the funny thing is, actually, it sent me, when you mentioned this to me late last night after we watched the handover between Hamish McLaughlin and Mel McLaughlin, on Seven's coverage, which I just thought is outstanding.
The handover.
I love the handover. And I love the use of one camera. A long way away, so you don't know who it is. I love that. So you're just concentrating on the issues. And the issue was this. You'd put it to me. How many Aussie Olympians are born on Anzac Day? As it turns out, HG, about 70% have been born on Anzac Day. I had no idea. Murray Rose was born on Anzac Day.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Herb Elliott.
Dawn Fraser.
Dawn Fraser,
Anzac Michael Day. Klim is a bit of
Anzac
a surprise.
Day?
I tell you what, who breaks the tradition, though, is Grant Hackett's born on Australia Day.
No.
Yeah. He had to battle that all his life.
Yes.
Through his swimming.
Yes.
He battled the burden.
The hoodoo of,
being, of the
not,
hoodoo.
Not being an Anzac Day golden boy. Wow.
Now.
Okay. Well, that's going to set me, you know, other people back home can do the research themselves, I suppose, and just Google, I don't know, Google
Olympians
Australia
born
Day,
on Anzac Day.
Australia Day Olympians.
Well, exactly. Both.
You know what I mean? And see what the comparison is.
Yeah. And we're not doing this just for clickbait reasons.
No.
These are serious issues. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're a parent thinking of, well, let's say you've got a bit of a kick in you, mm-hmm. either partner, and you're thinking that maybe a kiddie of yours could be
yes.
an Olympian.
Yes.
There's a bit of green and gold on both of you.
Yes.
Then for God's sake, think Australia
Day.
Get
your timing right.
Exactly.
Get your timing right. Mind you can induce these days, HG, can't you? You can induce. But then I'd like to look at the stats to see how many kiddies were induced on Australia Day or Anzac Day and have gone on to Olympic success as opposed to those who were born au naturel on Australia Day
now
or
that's
Anzac
a
Day.
Fascinating study.
Well, that's for academic study, isn't it?
I know.
For now, your pinheads.
Coming to what we're up to today on day two, of course, traditionally Dick Pound Day.
Yes.
Second day of competition, always salutes Dick Pound and mm-hmm. all his magnificent work that Dick Pound has done mm-hmm. for the Olympic movement.
Can I just say gratuitously, HG, for no reason or other, just to say the word Dick Pound, just to have the bloke acknowledged.
Yes.
Acknowledged here on Triple M from Rio that it's Dick Pound Day.
Now, Roy, the other big problem is, it's all very well to start these feuds with other athletes.
Yes.
The trouble is their Olympic committees start to feud back. And so before we come to concentrating on the 4x100 metres, the hour of redemption is even closer now than when I said it a few minutes ago for the 4x100 team. Look, tensions have deepened. This is the latest now between Australian gold medalist Mac Horton and the Chinese swim team. Officials are now demanding an apology over the drug cheating claims. Don't have to go through them again.
No.
The Chinese swim team has issued a statement claiming that the comments were a malicious personal attack on Yang.
Oh, yes. This is Sun Yang.
Sun Yang, who won his heat of what must have been the 200 free and incredible
Does
style.
That set up another meeting against the Anzac
so,
Kitty?
No. The Anzac Kitty moves on. Well, one of our Anzac Kitties moves on to the 1,500 metres.
Oh, okay.
Next. Now, we've been noticing what's been said in the past 2 days by Horton. This is the Chinese nation. Mm. When the Chinese swimming team, when that's put on a, you know, on a press release,
yes.
it's the whole nation
yes.
that speaks.
Yes.
Anyway, we've been noticing what has been said over the past 2 days. Horton has launched a malicious personal attack on Chinese swimmers. This is their official news agency. We think it's inappropriate words, greatly hurt feelings between Chinese and Australian swimmers. It's proof of lack of good manners and upbringing.
Oh, hang dear. On. Hang on.
Anzac Day born?
Anzac Day born.
Lack of manners.
Polite. Wears glasses. Hey.
Student.
Student. What are they talking about?
We demand an apology from this swimmer.
Well, they're not going to get it, are they?
Yeah.
They're not going to get it.
Now, get this. This goes to the nub of the debate. The national conversation we're having back home in Australia is standing behind their swimmer, the AOC, Reid Coates.
Yes.
Whenever the AOC is mentioned in these press releases, it's come right from the very top, John Coates
yes.
himself.
Yes.
He's issued a statement defending the 20-year-old. Mm. Mac is entitled to express a point of view, according to John Coates. Under the team values summed up by the acronym ASPIRE, the E stands for express yourself. That is right. He's spoken out in support of clean athletes and those born on Anzac Day. Mm-hmm. This is something he feels strongly about, and Coates, he finishes up, good luck to him,
yeah.
i.e. wear it
okay.
and swim faster.
Right.
Is the idea
yeah.
that he's trying to get across.
Get over it, Sun Yang.
Exactly.
Not good enough on the day, Sun Yang.
The bad blood has been brewing between Horton and Yang. Remember the splash-off?
I do.
Mac didn't get involved in that.
No.
Horton
Sun
swerved.
Yang, just fill people in here, HG.
Well,
Sun Yang splashed young Horton, didn't he?
He did. It was sort of he said it was just a way of Chinese saying hello.
Well, I've been to China, and can I say, many Chinese people have said hello to me, but never with a splash. Never once! So that's a lie.
Now, Yang served 3 months suspension in 2014 after testing positive for banned ..
Yes.
400 metres final. Obviously, it's an incredible thing. It's not finished yet.
No, it's not. It's only just started. Now, is it up to the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, to get the Defence Minister, might be
Maurice Payne,
to get some boats over to the Spratlys now? Is that what we're encouraging?
I think that's what we're encouraging. But more than that, we're encouraging all Australian athletes. We don't care whether you're born on Australia Day or Antarctic Day. Doesn't matter to us. It's just a nice little story that Mel and Hamish can talk about on Channel 7.
Yes.
But we're urging all Australian athletes to bag their opponents from now on.
Yes.
And go in much harder than young Horton.
Okay, via social media. So
via social
media. We want to get some of those snake emojis sent to Sun Yang. Is that it?
I think that's right. That's very telling, that snake emoji.
Oh, I hate that.
Yes, welcome back to Murray Rose Pool here in Rio. We've got, the 100 metres semi in the men's backstroke coming up. The swimmers have just jumped into the pool, and Roy, China can't take a trick at these games. So I know this is a little bit off topic, but the Rio Olympic Committee is now looking into replacing all the Chinese flags used in medal ceremonies after the Chinese people... in China, mainland China, have complained. I think they've got 1.7 billion complaints.
Right.
The local Chinese media reported the stars on the Chinese flags raised during the swimming and shooting medal ceremonies were incorrectly positioned. Now, during the medal ceremonies, some Chinese internet users pointed out that the stars on the flags raised were parallel with each other.
Right.
The correct Chinese flags features one large star with smaller stars in a semicircle tilted to point towards the larger one. Now, why has the IOC got this wrong? It's all very well in my mind for individuals like Mac Horton to start a campaign of abuse against Chinese swimmers. That's fine with me. Mm. But when it comes to making fun of a national flag, I draw the line, Roy Slaven. It's like playing the wrong national anthem.
Yeah.
I mean, we've gone to war over less.
I know.
I think you spotted this first.
Well, I did actually. Well, I drew your attention to it. I said, you know, because when we were talking about Sun Yang, behind him was a Chinese flag. And I said, that doesn't look right to me. You know, it's just one of those gut things. You know, I've seen the Chinese flag many times. And I just thought this isn't quite right. But this flag has gone through so many processes. The Chinese International Olympic Committee looked at that and ticked the box.
I know.
So I don't know what's going to happen to them, but it doesn't look good if they get home. You know, we'll never hear of them again.
No, that's true. The entire Chinese Olympic Committee.
Yes.
You think are headed for the chop?
Well, something like that. You'd have to think so.
Now, Roy,
should we offer them asylum? Is this our way of reaching out the hand, extending the hand of peace?
What a lovely idea.
Lord Gosper steps in.
Mm-hmm. Dick Pound.
And say, well, listen, committee, Chinese committee, would you like to become Australian? And we'll look after you. That'd be one in the eye, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. Now, Roy, let's come back to the medal tally and very sad news here. As most people know, Australia has been dominant in the medal tally in these games.
Yes.
This has been our best start ever.
I know.
We've put away the tilt from the South Pacific, that is in New Zealand, which we'll get to in a minute, in the shooting.
Yep.
And we were on top of the medal tally. However, bad news. Bad news. The
Chinese has taken over, haven't they?
I know. But
not through golds.
Thanks
through a couple of sneaky silvers and a couple of questionable bronzes has given them the edge at this stage. But it's early days. It's only day, what is it? Pound Day, Dick 2.
Now, Catherine Keener got our third gold in the... I've just made a mistake here. It should be Catherine Skinner. I don't know where I got to Keener from.
She related to Gillian Skinner, the New South Wales Health Minister, who's under pressure.
Cousin. Now, it's almost a Bradbury-esque story. I don't know why this hasn't been beaten up more. Skinner only just qualified for the six-shooter semi-final, needing to shoot off to edge Canada's Cynthia Meyer. Then in the gold medal match against New Zealand's Natalie Rooney, I can barely bring myself to say it. Anyway, there you go, four words I'll never say again. Skinner found herself trailing early by two targets, as well as being hampered by technical distractions. Nice. We kept on having issues with the microphone and no targets. Well, that's understandable. That's a real distraction, having no targets to shoot at. In a way, I got frustrated. I just wanted to see those targets smashed. I kind of focused me and made me more angry. You've got to keep going for it, because it's not uncommon for people to fall to pieces at the end, as happened with Rooney, from New Zealand. Personally, I didn't have to say those four words again.
Yes, exactly.
Now,
that can happen.
How did you see it, Roy?
Well, I saw it as anger as a real positive. And a lot of people have said over the years, you know, does anger help you with your shooting? And instinctively you think, oh, well, probably it might. Well, now we have the proof. The angrier you are, the better you shoot.
It's incredible.
Simple as that.
I know.
And I'm wondering if anger can be used in other disciplines as well.
You mean like archery?
And boxing.
Yeah, boxing. Oh, don't get me started on that boxing. I think that was a hot bout that Paul Whatley got.
Yeah, it was.
Lost to a Brazilian hometown decision.
Yeah, it was, definitely.
Now, Skinner, this is the shooter, became Australia's first Olympic shooting medalist since Warren Poten. Warren Poten, couldn't he pull a trigger?
Couldn't he shoot?
Took bronze 8 years ago, and the first gold medalist since Susie Balog saluted in the women's trap in Athens.
Wow.
Now, the Olympic debutante said she hoped a win would provide, wait for it, a shot in the arm for malign shooting Australia. Yeah. A shot in the arm. It's going to be a real positive for them to show off their program, and their programs have been paying off.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we'll get a bit more AOC funding. Well, don't.
Well,
tell
I hope so.
Coach isn't taking notice.
Well, I hope so, and I hope this is getting through to the Minister for Sport. Might be Susan Lee. I hope she's taking notes.
Is she pro shooting?
Of course, she's pro shooting. I've been led to believe, I'm getting whispers of receiving that I'm getting here in Rio from Australia, is that gun shops, there are queues of kids outside gun shops, kids who want to get involved with shooting. Angry kids. That's got to be good.
Now, two things. Can you calculate how many bullets it takes to get a gold? Now, remember, of course, every gold medal is worth $9 million to the people of Australia. Yep. We've spent $9 million getting the gold today with the shooting. Now we're up to, you know,
three gold.
Yeah. So far we've spent $27 million. Every penny well was spent. I know we don't have pennies anymore, but every cent was spent. Mm-hmm. Now, can you see a spin-off in this, and this is just a dream I've always had, of a prime-time television show involving shooting?
Wow.
A variety of people come out. Yeah. There'd be funny shooters. There'd be obviously skilled people Skinner and so on.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, obviously a representative from New Zealand
and
all that sort of stuff. Primetime shooting, and you'd be able to get a bet on.
Wow.
And I think it could go international.
You mean a show based on the model of, say, let's say Australia's Got Talent.
Yeah, Australia's Got Talent. That's right.
Just Shoot Me or Australia Can Shoot.
Australia can shoot. Can it? What?
We'll see. Is anyone at 9 or 7? You know,
they're looking for program.
Of course they are.
I mean, this could take over from the IPL. Shooting Australia.
Shooting Australia, yeah.
I mean, it's just incredible.
We're
not finished yet here by a long chalk. Once we get these media campaigns and little moz the other people, we hold the targets back, we get really furious.
I can see
us getting 4 or 5 gold in the shooting.
Easily. Now, can we get some sort of social networking campaign going on here, AC? We've got the kids. A lot of people back home are sending these snake emojis to China. Great. I'm all for that. Now, we've got to send some other emoji to, say, the sports minister, Susan Lee, maybe a little gun emoji or something like that, to show that we want more shooting on Australian television.
Roy and HG, the Mardi Gras of medals, midday on Triple M. For Harvey Norman, look and feel your best with a full range of personal grooming products.
Just rounding out Catherine Skinner's enormous achievement, we've been in touch with the Mansfield Clay Target Club and President Anthony Keeley, and he said to us, we don't get much coverage of shooting sports. Mm-hmm. We're actually trying to watch it, and last night we searched and couldn't find anything. Well, I'll tell you what, they're getting a bit of coverage here, Roy.
Yeah.
And rightly so. Because
can we lean on 7 to replay?
Every shot. Oh, that'd be fantastic. I mean, they...
Can we get in touch with one of those McLaughlins, either Hamish or Mel?
To say a special, because we've had inundated with requests to have a look at every bullet she's fired, that would be just fantastic.
Yeah.
And can I ask you, Roy, I think Catherine began shooting with the Mansfield Club at the age of 12.
Good.
With a father and a brother. And how many shots do you think she's put away to get this gold? Would it be in the millions?
It'd have to be in the millions, wouldn't it? Would have to be. Well, let's say how long is a session? Let's say it's 4 hours. Let's say you can bang off, say, 200 or 300 I could in an hour. Well, you're looking at, say, 1,000 a day. How many days do you train? 1,000 days? Well, there's a million. There's a million. And that's just in, say, 3.5 years. Yeah. How long has she been doing since she was 12? Well, you'd have to say maybe 5 or 6 million shots it's taken to get there, and every shot's been worth it.
Now, Roy... Obviously, Catherine's had enormous games, but I know you wanted to deal with the problem of people in Australia getting the best out of these games.
Oh, yeah.
You know, how should they go about it? And one thing that always worries me is food. And we're lucky enough to be here in Rio, where they love meat.
They do.
Tonight,
meat lover's paradise, isn't it? I had no idea. You can't buy vegetables anywhere. I mean, it does your head in. But you get used to it, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. Look, I got a tin of beans the other tin of beans the other day. And, you know, I could barely get to the checkout at the supermarket before people were trying to rip them off me.
Yeah.
I mean, people are so starved of vegetables here. Mm-hmm. But as you point out, where are we going tonight? We're going to the Churrascaria Palace.
Yep.
Just down the road here. Look, it's just a popular restaurant. Mm-hmm. Open from 12 to 12. Mm-hmm. And we hope to get in there for the last couple of hours.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep. They've got those big screens so we can watch everything. And that's what I encourage Aussies to do back home. Just have Channel 7 on, because there's your coverage. I mean, I think they've got three dedicated channels to the Olympics. So there's no excuse really to miss out on anything. And the coverage has been excellent so far, especially the coverage of the pool. You can see everyone very, very clearly. The only difficulty I have with is the presenters. I'm not seeing enough of the presenters.
No.
I want to see what they look like. I want to see, because I'm engaged by what they're providing.
Well, Basil Zemplis, of course,
yes.
And Gian Rooney, I think,
yes.
Are the pool.
Yeah, they're great.
They're
You've got Bruce. He's great. Not that we've seen much of Bruce yet.
No,
he'll come next week when Bruce comes into his own.
Now, how about, you know, taking, I mean, it's a long haul for people to get up at, say, 6 o'clock local time in Australia to watch for, say, 8 hours. You know, do they have to get supplies in? Do they need
to... have to get supplies in. You've got to either take the television set into your bedroom or put some sort of sleeping apparatus in the lounge room where the telly is and just live in that room for the fortnight.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way to do it. Breaking news, HG. Djokovic, that is the world number one, has gone down to Del Potro.
Whoa!
So...
Joker's out.
The Joker's out, yeah.
A punter's result?
It would have to be.
And we've just seen the 100 metres backstroke for women completed. That's a semi-final. A great result for Australia here going into the final. We had Madison Wilson first, and maybe just really the touch in it there between Madison Wilson and the second place. Emily Seabomb third. Roy, what did you make of the swim?
Yeah, look, I thought it made me think of Forbes Carlyle. You know, he brought so much to the way swimmers, especially backstroke, you know, that particular kick, you know, only two per stroke that Forbes prosecuted all those years ago. And people laughed at him, you know. People ordered him out of pools back in the day, you know, when he was coming out with these, was thought to be outrageous that you would swim in such a manner. But if only he'd held on, HG.
He would have loved it. And were you disappointed that Nilsson from Denmark got in between our
girls? Yeah, I did. I don't like Nilsson of Denmark. Don't like the attitude.
Do you think?
I don't like Danish swimming. You know,
in general,
yes.
I know. You know, when I talk to the swimmers here about Murray Rose, when I meet people from Denmark, they haven't got a clue who Murray Rose is.
I find that hard to believe. They'd be making that up.
Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? That's what annoys me. Of course they know who Murray Rose is.
Of course they do. There's no one in the planet who doesn't know about Murray Rose.
Murray who?
Rose.
Now, what I'm hoping is that our girls can start a media campaign suggesting that Nilsson's at it in some way between now and the final.
Well, all the Danes are at it, aren't they? Well, all the Danes are at it. Now, actually, I think we've got our team now for the...
Moment of redemption.
The moment of redemption.
About 10 minutes away, I think.
Our team appears to be Robert James... Mm-hmm. James Roberts.
Yes, well, Robert James.
I don't mind Robert James.
He could step up.
He could.
If James Roberts drops
exactly.
off.
Exactly. Born, guess when?
Anzac Day.
That's it. He's going to lead the team out, followed by Kyle Chalmers.
Mm-hmm.
Born?
Anzac Day.
Followed by James, the missile,
Magnusson.
Born?
Melbourne Cup Day.
And followed our gun coming up the rear is Cameron McAvoy.
Australia Day.
Born Australia Day, that's
hell
right.
Hell of a side, isn't it?
He's hell of a side.
I know, that's
They've been quaking in their boots, all these other teams. You know, Belgium, they've you know what they're leading with? They're leading with Glenn Sergilus.
Oh, they're not.
I mean, I thought it was a joke to begin with.
It's a comedy act.
Yeah, I do. Anyway, I had words with them. They said, Sergilus.
I bet you he never turns up.
No, I bet he doesn't either.
Now, the Churrascaria Palace, people have texted us here in Rio at the Murray Rose Pool asking us how do we pick it. Well, we went on TripAdvisor and they said, one review here on TripAdvisor, excellent Brazilian steakhouse, experience with all kinds of wait for it. beef, veal, pork, shrimp, chicken hearts, chicken, calamari, a good variety of classic side dishes, which you and I avoid, excellent service, wide selection of desserts. Yeah. And what they like is the English-speaking staff and mouthwash in the bathrooms. Now, there's a lovely touch you don't get in a lot of restaurants.
Something we've learned back home with that, isn't it? I mean, how many bathrooms have you been into in Australia where there's some mouthwash?
I can't think of one.
None. None. And I tell you what they give you here too, actually. You know those things you put up your nose if you've got a cold?
They give you them
They give you them here. And they encourage you to share them.
Wow.
Yeah. So like many Brazilians come up to me and said, you know, do you want to have a
sniff?
Do you want to have a sniff? I say, no thanks, mate. I'm right.
I got my own sniffers. Now, the teams, Roy, the teams events are very key here. It's the second semi-final in the women's 100 backstroke. It's the last event. It's about to get underway now.
Okay. I don't think there's any Australian
No Australians.
Here. No.
This is the last event before redemption.
Yep.
Now, the team sports, Roy, we've got so many teams here. They're all doing fantastically well.
Some are doing unbelievably well. You know, I watched the Pearls.
The Pearls,
yesterday,
yes.
I watched the Pearls. The Pearls were fantastic.
They haven't allowed.
They lost a point.
Well, they
haven't given away a point.
It's blop, 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 blop.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're looking what I'd describe as awesome and unreal. And
sick.
Fully sick. And I'm expecting them to at least podium, if not gold.
Podium? Is that what you're suggesting for the Pearls?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. I am. And I tell you who's not letting us down, as I mentioned earlier, the Bogut-led Boomers.
They're incredible. You were saying it's revolutionised basketball.
It's a whole new style of game. Andrew Gaze couldn't describe it. You know, I spoke to Andrew about it at length. I said, Andrew, what's going on here? All this passing. He said, It's left me behind. It's left him behind. How does it make the rest of us feel? I'm proud. And you know how many of the Australian... Did you know Bogut? You know when he was born?
Australia Day.
Thank you.
Now, sadly, there are some teams in the hockey Roos and the Kookaburras seem to be the leaders here. And both our football teams, the women's football team, the Matildas, seem to be in a bit of trouble
as well.
Can these teams now with the... What will I call it? The reality call or the wake-up call of the early losses.
Yeah.
Focus the mind, get them angry, start a media campaign against the opponents and get them back on the winning list.
Well, they've got to find the anger issue. It seemed to me the anger is missing. Now, is it too late to get Rick Charlesworth back over there?
Probably.
Charlesworth was the man.
I know.
If we ever had you can talk about Forbes Carlisle till the cows come home. Mm. Is anyone talking Rick Charlesworth? No, and they should be.
Are you calling for a probe today on day two?
For a probe to get Rick Charlesworth from Western Australia over here to put some anger in these teams.
Do you think it's too late, Roy? Would one session with Rick be able to do it, or do you think it was something that we should have been doing a little while ago?
Well, probably the latter, but I tell you what, even a phone call wouldn't hurt.
And then we've got...
Just a Skype call. It's Rick here. Yeah, you've got to remember to be angry, everyone. Oh, thanks, Rick.
See ya.
Now,
the archery side, Roy, wasn't that a great moment, though, speaking of teams?
Australian archery, it's going through the roof.
Who knew? Can you see a television, primetime television show?
You mean like Australia's Got Talent?
No, I think
something like that, except they're all archers.
Just shoot him.
Just shoot me again.
That's what I'm suggesting. I'm suggesting that, you know, now, I mean, people forget.
Yeah.
In Sydney, Australia won gold in the individual archery, the team. So I didn't realise it was team competition.
No, you the bloke with the notch on his nose.
Yeah, that's right. He could put the bow out there and just click the string into his nose and load the arrow in and let it go.
I know. Hands free.
Incredible control of the nostrils.
Mm. I know.
You know, to hold the string there.
Yeah. But obviously that spoke to someone. You know, people watched that and now they've got their own story to tell. Bronze.
Roy and HG, the Mardi Gras of medals. Midday on Triple M. For Harvey Norman, look and feel your best with a full range of personal grooming products.
And just tidying up the 100 metres backstroke final, Wilson was fourth in the semis in terms of time. Seabom seventh, and we sadly have an American as the fastest. So that's all to come. But before that, Roy, this moment that we've been waiting 4 years for, that's the 4x100 men's relay, is about to get underway. Now, before we go to the race itself, we have Australia 3:12.65, Russian Federation 3:12.04, and United States 3:12.38. They're the main chances as I see it. Is that how you're seeing it?
That's how I'm seeing it, as she is. Can you believe it?
The crowd on their feet. What a champion.
Triple M's live Olympic coverage. Brought to you by Slater and Gordon, official partner of the Australian Olympic team.
And this, of course, is the big event in terms of relay swimming, in terms of blokes.
Yep.
4x100. Of course, the Australian girls won it last night, or yesterday, should I say, in a world record. Yep. The Murray Rose, Roy, it's built for these sort of events.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it's slightly soupy, but I don't think that's affected times at all.
You've got a theory that it's just a bit short. You've done PBs in here that you didn't think you'd ever approach.
Yeah, exactly. But as I often say, actually, it's the same pool for everyone.
Australia in lane 3, Russian Federation in 4, United States in 5. They're your three big chances as far as I can see.
And no China.
No China. There is a chance that should things go awry for your Australians, France might sneak in there.
Yep.
And Roy, will it be a moment of redemption?
I certainly hope so, HG. Who can remember back in 2000 where we smashed their guitars?
Indeed, the Americans. Here we are. Sandman racing, they're away in the 4x100. It's a fantastic start. As we can see, Australia just slightly missed that start. And
bad
we've got
start.
A fast away in lane 5.
I think the Americans are in front, HG.
Yes, the Americans have taken it out very quickly. And
James Roberts, it's the worst start I've seen from James Roberts.
Nerves?
Nerves, it'd have to
are
be nerves.
You, are you worried that this is set down too far a gap already? I think so, HG.
It's going to be up to Chalmers to try and bring it back, HG, but he's half a body length behind already. No, a whole body length behind now is the Australian.
And he's our slowest swimmer. We have America in front. It looks like the Russian Federation in second, but maybe there's a bit of a gain here from the Australians, a bit of a move coming on, but it looks as though they're in fourth place at best, Roy.
At best, maybe fifth. In fact, Russia might be in front of us.
And now the second American, Michael Phelps, the man who has more medals than anyone else in the history of the game. Jeepers creepers.
Australia went in sixth. We're sixth.
And Phelps has already taken it out and beating France. I think it is in second place as they turned with France ahead. France are hanging on to Phelps here, but on this return leg, oh, that's very
Australia
close.
Australia in fourth or fifth place at best, HG.
Well, the top in lane two. Haven't got a clue who it is in lane two, but giving Australia a real run for the money. Phelps does a magnificent turn there.
They're on world record.
World record place here. Phelps is in front. And it looks to me as though it's Phelps, Russian Federation, and maybe France.
Maybe France,
the big
and
three.
Then Australia at a distant fourth, HG. At this stage, we're two or three body lengths behind.
Oh, I think we're worse than fourth, Roy, unless there can be a wriggle on in the final couple of metres here.
Well, America, is this time for Magnussen to stand up?
It is time for Magnussen to stand up. Magnussen's in the water now. Come on, missile, turn it on.
Okay.
As the missile goes up there, he might have picked up a couple
missiles, we're now in third place.
Well, I think we're maybe in fourth, sadly, Roy. That
fourth,
two's worrying me. Might be Canada in lane two. Who said they could swim? Anyway, it's Australia struggling here in the 4x100. This is redemption. We're here in the Murray Rose Pool. What more can be done to get Australia home?
Well, we're just going to swim a bloody side faster.
We've got McAvoy holding down our last leg as they come in. Australia dropping off the pace here. Unless they're one, two, three, maybe even... No, they picked up a bit here.
No.
Magnussen's tried
We're fourth at best.
And I think we're challenged for fourth by the lane two. America going first. Australia maybe turned fourth, is it? As we got McAvoy, two yellow hats there. Very hard to make the distinction there.
Yeah.
We're still fourth,
HG. It's going to be embarrassing if France beat us.
Well, it would be embarrassing, but I think we've got
a chance. I don't mind America beating us. I don't mind Russia beating us, but France, I draw the line at that.
You're never going to call swimming again, are you?
I won't.
You're going to walk out of here and cash in your swimming suit. You're never going to swim in the pool again, and you're just going to bag swimming from now until you die.
That's it.
Now, Australia
that's
coming
it. No,
back.
We're
Australia's
coming
got a chance
now.
At third.
Third.
Oh, it's going to depend on a touch on the wall. They're very close. America's going to win. Can Australia get third? Come on, McAvoy. Keep going, McAvoy.
Come on, McAvoy.
I think he's in the third place. Oh, the redemption's so close. I can taste
Born
it.
On the Anzac Day.
It's gold. Oh, they're both yards. Oh, it's incredible. Anzac Day.
Third.
You beauty. Third.
Ooh.
America first.
Wow.
That was an incredible swim. So he's now got, this is Phelps, has now got 18 or 19
goals.
19 goals. There's a chance he's going to get 20 for the meet.
Yeah.
What an incredible swim. Were you disappointed with
the swim? I was terribly disappointed. I thought James Roberts let us down. Maybe Robert James should have swum, HG.
Well, he's no slouch.
As it turns out, I know.
James, and he's born
James
on
Roberts,
Australia Day, he, James
he,
Roberts.
It was a very slow start. He was still on the blocks when everyone was in. Everyone was about 3 or 4 metres into the swim, and he was still standing on the blocks. I don't know what went wrong there.
3 or 4 metres in.
And maybe our starts have got to be examined.
Tumble turns. I know you're a big... I know swimming for you is all about tumble turns.
It's all
turns.
About the tumble turns.
Now, can I point out that James Roberts... I didn't want to say this before because I didn't want to put the kid off, but his parents lied about when he was born. He was actually born on the 23rd of April.
Is that right? Well, doesn't that... It tells you a lot, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
No, not tells. Explains a lot.
Explains.
Now, when was that kiddie told that he wasn't born on Australia Day?
He's never been told. They've kept it a secret from him.
So he's learning this through the...
Through social media.
Yep.
He's learning it now.
Okay, because someone in China, they'll be listening. They'll get the message to him with some snake-style emoji with a questionable date beside it.
Now, Roy, is third redemption? Remember, of course, we come in, we did this thing with big raps. McAvoy, the fastest swimmer in 50, 100, 200, 400, 800, 1500 in the world. This year, this year, holds 8 records, world records. Could there be a protest on?
I'd like to think so,
Be the only way that we would have lost, surely. Yeah.
Well, they didn't swim too badly individually, apart from Roberts, but they didn't swim as a team. And I often say in a relay, it's a team event, and people forget that. People think, oh, I'll just do my best. No, not good enough. You've got to get the rest of the team up.
That's true. As we watch in replay, the closing moments of this, an incredible run here of success for Phelps in particular, but the American team there. It looks as though he's got some sort of head cupping work done on him.
Yes, Phelps.
Sees 18 gold medals. It's a hell of an achievement. We'd be lucky to see that again. And it's a good
But it's a sad indictment of the sport, isn't it, when someone is old. I mean, we could get Murray Rose back this rate. You know what I mean?
Well,
when's the time for Phelps to pull the pin? Yeah. Say, you know, mate, you've done enough.
Oh, no.
You know, 19 goals?
I
think you've done enough.
Yes.
Give someone else a go.
Yeah. Just, you know, God ease your way out.
Mighty, I've had it with Phelps. How long have we had Phelps around?
Wow, since, let me see.
Well before Dick Pound.
Oh, yeah, well before Dick Pound. Everybody's been around a lot. The Dick Pound. Roy, disappointment there, and you can probably hear it in my voice, but when you discover that one of the team members wasn't born on Australia Day, Australia 3:11:37, a little way off the pace, really, about a second and a half from the United States, France, and the Russian Federation fell out. They were dominant for a while, but then fell out. Good from Brazil, though, coming in fifth.
Yeah.
And Canada, who did do a lot of the heavy lifting there,
early part of it. Yeah, they came seventh, and Japan eighth, and of course China not good enough to even qualify.
Roy, so that brings us to the end of Dick Pound Day. I had hoped to be going out on a high note.
Well, I wanted to go out with gold.
I know. Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
We didn't. We went home with bronze. Still, we're going to have a nice dinner tonight. We're going to have some meat, aren't we?
We are. Look, that takes us away from Dick Pound Day here on the Mardi Gras of Medals. Join us tomorrow, wherever you are, for another bout from Rio. We'll be poolside again at the Murray Rose. Join us then.
Roy and HG, thanks to Harvey Norman. Look and feel your best with a full range of personal grooming products.